The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
A very good Monday afternoon to you, Rolien Marks.
Well, Shavua Tov. Good Monday to you.
And in the time since we spoke last on Thursday night, so much has happened, hey? So much change. And the death of Her Majesty, it's news. It's just, it's big, impacting everyone. And I think whatever headline one looks at, you're just seeing so much about this amazing, amazing woman, and 96 years old. And tell us about Israel. What's the reaction there?
It's no different in Israel. The news of the death of Her Majesty the Queen absolutely dominating all of our press here. In fact, I was actually quite impressed at how the Hebrew media covered the death of the Queen. They were giving running commentary all the time since even before she passed. So quite extraordinary, but just goes to show the level of respect and acknowledgement and admiration that Her Majesty the Queen had all around the world. So no sooner did the news break in Israel, our Prime Minister coming out, one of the first actually, to come out and say that the State of Israel mourns with the people of Britain, her realms and Commonwealth, the passing of the Queen, that she leaves behind a legacy of unparalleled service. Also, the area building, the municipality of Tel Aviv, lighting up with the Union Jack or the Union flag in tribute to the people of the United Kingdom and the realms and Commonwealth, and the walls of the old city of Jerusalem also lighting up. Our President Isaac Herzog, who will represent us at the state funeral on Monday, released this very, very moving statement. He said, "Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was known far and wide simply as the Queen. Her passing is the end of an era. Together with the Israeli people, I grieve her loss and extend my deepest sympathies to the British people and all nations of the Commonwealth who have lost their matriarch. Queen Elizabeth was a historic figure. She lived history. She made history. And with her passing, she leaves a magnificent, inspirational legacy. As the 11th President of the State of Israel during Her Majesty's long reign, and on behalf of the whole state and people of Israel, I express my condolences to the royal family, to the King and the Queen consort, to the people of the United Kingdom, and to all nations of the Commonwealth. Throughout her long and momentous reign, the world changed dramatically. While the Queen remained an icon of stable, responsible leadership and a beacon of morality, humanity, and patriotism. In her life and in her service to her people, the Queen embodied a spirit of integrity, duty, and ancient tradition. My late mother and father had several audiences with the Queen over the years. Her fond welcome and warm hospitality left a profound impression down the generations." And just to give you some kind of perspective, how long the Queen reigned, when the Queen ascended to the throne, Ben-Gurion, who was our first Prime Minister, was Prime Minister.
That just shows you exactly how long, sort of puts it into context. And I see, King Charles has made a couple of visits to Israel, right? So, he's been there a couple of times. And but yet the Queen, she never got to Israel. I wonder why she never, I'm sure she was invited many times. I wonder why she never, got there, actually visited the country.
Well, that is a very good question, because it was not out of any personal decision. Now, if a member of the royal family is invited to another country, it is more often than not done so at the request of the British Foreign Office. So it's not a decision or an invitation that is put out, say, from the State of Israel or from South Africa, but done at the request of the Foreign Office. Now, in those days when the Queen was fit enough to visit, there was a de facto ban by the Foreign Office in place against the royal family visiting Israel. The Duke of Edinburgh, her late husband, visited in a personal capacity because his mother's buried on the Mount of Olives and has the very, very honored status of righteous amongst the nations for saving Jews during the Holocaust. But you're right, King Charles, who was then Prince Charles, has visited on several occasions representing the Queen at the funeral of Shimon Peres, also at the funeral of Yitzhak Rabin, and just 2 years ago before the pandemic, visiting Israel for the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. He is the patron of the Holocaust Remembrance Trust in the United Kingdom, and was said to meet with Holocaust survivors for a very long time, and at his request, without having the media to intrude on their time together. He had a very, very close relationship with the late Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, who I'm sure he misses greatly, as his wise counsel he would no doubt want as he becomes, has become king.
Mm. Yeah, and a question that's sort of just come to mind, and the funeral, obviously, when I think the funeral is what, next Monday, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Next Monday. Would Israelis, would they make that effort to actually watch, to make that time to watch the funeral?
I think so. You know, this has dominated the Israeli media with live links, with live coverage. I've noticed our correspondents in Hebrew, in English, in all languages normally dedicated to covering the political sphere have been focusing on what is happening in the United Kingdom, the process now as the Queen is prepared, and she's now lying in state in Scotland as she returns to the United Kingdom. The funeral, of course, will be watched probably by many, many Israelis. And we can't forget that we do have a very big community here that come from the United Kingdom and her realms. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, her Commonwealth countries, India, South Africa, and so many others. And she was so greatly admired here. And I'm sure our president will represent us admirably, as he no doubt always does.
And Rolien, unfortunately, we are out of time. So thank you for the update. And that was Rolien Marks with our Israel Report. Rolien, I'll be chatting to you same time, same place tomorrow afternoon.